Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. My next guest went from becoming a doctor to becoming an e-commerce expert in helping those with their e-commerce problems, especially those who have ADHD and are women. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage and let's learn more about them. See you there.
I wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box that I don't fit in. I wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. Today I'm joined with Hema Natsen. Welcome to the show, Hema.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Not a problem. So why don't we start off with, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So I'm a doctor by profession, and I became an accidental entrepreneur when I started my kids' food e-commerce business in 2014. And after that, I have started more than 5 to 10 businesses, all e-commerce businesses. And now I have around 3 businesses which are making profit. I've made around 2 million now. So that's about me. And I'm also an e-commerce coach and a consultant now. I help other entrepreneurs to scale their e-commerce businesses. I have been diagnosed ADHD 2 years before, and the diagnosis of ADHD was such a relief for me. And because I didn't understand why I'm starting so many businesses, why I'm going through so many jumping from hobbies to hobbies. And it was such a relief to know that I have ADHD.
All right. So when were you diagnosed with ADHD?
It was 2 years before, and I was in a spiral. I just bought 4 websites and spent around more than $10,000, and it was so difficult. Then I talked with my therapist, and then she guided me to get the diagnosis, and then I was diagnosed.
All right. So when you got your diagnosis, was it like a blinder has been removed from you and everything just started to make sense?
Yes, exactly. Because I was wondering why I am doing so many things that I'm doing. And it was so difficult for me to understand myself. I was confused about myself. While everyone were happy with one job, one thing, I was never happy with one thing at all. I was always exploring new challenges. And it was really difficult because I felt like a misfit. And but when I knew it was ADHD, it was such a relief.
Now, what made you realize that you had ADHD? Was it the fact that you were jumping from one project to another? Was there more things just building up and then you realize there's something wrong with me?
Yeah, I've built around more than 10 e-commerce stores. That's highly abnormal because managing 10 e-commerce stores is not easy. And I was managing until my diagnosis. And then after the diagnosis, I let go of 7 of them because it helped me let go of them. Because I can understand what is really happening with me, why I need that dopamine rush, and that's why I've created all these things. So it really helped me a lot, rather than I'm proud to say I have ADHD because it has helped me to become what I am today now.
All right. Now, do you have problems with executive functioning skills?
Yes, I don't like boring work. I don't like admin work. I don't like anything that doesn't have a challenge attached to it. I can't organize my schedule. I can't remember things. I can't do so many things exactly in the same way as others suffer.
All right. Now, how do you, most people who have ADHD have running thoughts. Their
Yeah.
mind is continuously going.
Yes.
How do you battle with that?
Honestly speaking, it's still a struggle. So it's like sometimes our brain never stops. It keeps on going through so many things. I'm trying to channelize that through my, I've recently started art and trying to have mindful time during art, my art sessions. And it's very difficult, but I'm taking small, small steps towards it.
All right. So what, from reading your bio, you says when you start to hyper focus, you're doing your job so well. Is it like when you start hyper focusing, is it like all of a sudden blinders are put on and then your scope just narrows down and then you don't see anything at all?
Yes. When I'm in hyper focus, I don't cook. I don't do anything else. I'm always on the laptop creating my new business. So, or creating a new website. I have more than 40 websites now. So each one in each niche. And sometimes I can't stop my hyper focus. But that's also a good thing because I've been able to learn so many things. Being a doctor and moving into an e-commerce field, it was very difficult for me at first because I couldn't understand a lot of things. And this hyperfocus helped me understand every part of my business well. So if it is my email marketing hyperfocus, I go into a total email marketing. But the very bad thing about it is I spend a lot on courses. I buy courses and try to learn of them. I'm trying to control all these things right now.
All right. Now, how did you find out you were so good with helping others with e-commerce as well?
It's because of the ADHD I decided to help others because my ADHD wants challenge, challenge. Every time it needs something new. And every time I can't create a business new, that's very difficult now. So instead of doing that, when I'm helping another business, it's like a challenge for me. It helps me hyper focus. And also, it's like I'm doing a new thing. So I take clients for 3 months. And with my ADHD capabilities, they are just exploding their sales because I can do so much for them with my this one hyper focus, and it's like going into a new website, new niche, and everything. So it's highly exciting for me also.
Now let's talk a little bit about your life. Not only are you a mother,
yeah,
you're also a business consultant.
Yes.
And how do you handle being a mother and a business consultant while having ADHD? That's got to be such a struggle to try to balance both out while keeping your mind calm.
Ah, that's a very difficult question because whenever I get struck with hyper focus, I can't see my kids. I don't want to get up from my chair and go and give them food. So it was very, very difficult. And so I had to make some intentional, my husband helps me ground me when he thinks I'm in this hyper-focus phase, interrupting me will actually increase my irritation. So he helps me out there by tackling the kids and taking them over. And the kids now, they know that their mother struggles with this. And so they are a great help, both my husband and my kids.
Now, speaking of your kids, are any of your kids neurodivergent?
I think I've not yet made the diagnosis, but I think my son is new, like me. And I don't want to label him right away now because he is in his teenage now. So I'm just waiting for some time so that let him get over his teenage and then maybe I can do that.
All right. Now, what are some of the challenges you face dealing with your ADHD?
This non-stop brain running always, which tires me a lot. Like it's like a mental tiredness that is always there. And then this, when I have an ADHD spiral, my anxiety picks up and it's like I'm afraid I'm getting the spiral and I might go down into the tunnel. Like hyper focus or something. So I'm taking active therapy for that so that I don't go into the spiral and a therapist can help me understand me better and not like hate the ADHD, but help me to channelize the ADHD better.
All right. And what are some of the pluses of having ADHD for yourself?
A lot of pluses, like my hyper focus challenges. So I love challenges, and that has helped me a lot to be where I am right now today. Like learning things, tackling things. And we have a manufacturing unit of more than 50 employees with us. So from a doctor to an entrepreneur manufacturing food with no knowledge of anything, only ADHD helped me reach there because it helps me to. I when something bad happens, actually I don't feel very sad. I'm happy that I have a challenge. So this was my prompt to search for what might be the problem with me. So that I think that is my superpower now.
You said you were a doctor. Do you miss being a doctor?
Yes, I do miss being a doctor, and but life took me where we are here today. So in my kids' food business, we help out a lot of moms through our chats and everything by helping them out with their kid. Like we tell them how to give food if they, and I do some doctor work there also, answering them, helping them. So I don't miss it at all, but I do miss seeing the patients. And when they get cured, you feel high. I miss that really.
All right. So since you've been on ADHD, have you been given any kind of ADHD medicines to help you? And if so, what, if you don't mind me asking, what medications have you been put on if you have been?
I've not been given any medication for ADHD actually. So I've been taking medication for anxiety for the last 4 years. So it is all interwoven, my anxiety, ADHD. So my therapist and my doctor thought therapy might help me better than medicine. So right now I'm on therapy. So
Okay. Now, would you say that having ADHD helps you see the bigger picture when you're dealing with your clients so you're able to help them better?
yes, definitely. I can. So I help a lot of clients who are stuck in their cash flow. Like they're making great sales, but their cash flow is very, they don't have a cash flow at all. So this ADHD and the hyper focus actually helps me figure out where is the problem and how can I help them better. And I really feel that the problem solving skills is very high, and that helps me a lot.
Now, being a mother with ADHD, how do you handle juggling your kids and your household chores along with your work?
So I'm in India, and here house help is not as expensive as US or other Western countries. So I have a house help for 12 hours. I have a cook, I have a driver, I have a gardener, and all these because I've become an entrepreneur. And so I don't do any household chores at all. I hate household chores. I don't do anything at all. And so even if the maid is on leave, I don't do because it simply doesn't, I'm not, I can't do it. It is like so difficult to start doing it. So once I got diagnosed as ADHD, the one thing that helped me was hiring a cook, because until then I was very guilty to hire a cook because I thought I should cook for my kids and my husband. But I hated cooking. As a mother, you should not hate cooking. As a mother, you should be there to feed your kids. But once I knew I have ADHD, it helped me make the decision of hiring a cook, and it was really great.
That's very, very interesting. Now, with your ADHD, I mean, you're taking on so many different projects here and there. Have you found a way for yourself to say, okay, I want to narrow myself down on this one project and I don't want to jump to another project? Or do you find yourself more like just trying to take on everything because you're chasing that dopamine to try to keep your challenges going so you don't get bored?
Yeah, so recently I had a talk with my therapist around this, and she suggested do something and get a dopamine gift after you do a task. Like I love creating websites, I love handling, like Notion is my new shiny object. So do a task that is essential for your business and then have a 15-minute dopamine break where you handle your take in any whatever you like, that will give you dopamine. So I've just tried that, but otherwise I'm always jumping from projects to projects, from business to business.
How have you hit burnout yet with tackling so many projects?
Yes. Handling so many burnout is, and when the burnout comes, it's very huge and very severe. I just sleep my burnout out.
And finally, what advice do you have for those who are getting diagnosed with ADHD and trying to handle everything that's coming at them?
Yeah, so right now there is a taboo about ADHD. When I said I had ADHD, a lot of even the doctors made fun of me. There is nothing like adult ADHD at all. This is all it's not proven, and so many things. But the diagnosis helped me know myself well and more better, and it helped me make decisions that has been helping my life. So if you are diagnosed with ADHD, don't fear that. Take it with all your heart and start a therapy is very recommended because it has helped me a lot. And take every day step by step, because you can't tackle the entire ADHD in just 3 months, 4 months, 1 year, or even 2 years. It takes a lot of time. And you
Especially.
never actually tackle it. You learn to live with it. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the big thing is people, doctors even, don't realize that you can't get rid of it.
Yes.
It's more like you, it's the same with autism. It's you don't get rid of it. You need to work with it, not
Yes.
around it, but you need to
Yes.
work with it so you have, people don't realize. ADHD, ASD, they don't go away.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as,
Yeah.
oh, you're an adult now, you don't have it. No, you
Yeah.
live with it for the rest of your
Yes.
life.
Yes. You learn to live with it and love it, actually. Else you can't live with it.
And finally, where can people learn more about you and get a hold of you?
So they can come to my website. So it's www.ecomhema.com, and all my social media channels are there. And I talk a lot of things about how I handle ADHD and my so many projects and the team. So if there is any ADHD entrepreneur out there, I would love to connect with them, because I have gone through the challenges and I would love to help them too.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Reed Miles, and that was Hema. And I'll see you in the next one. See you there, everybody. Thank you, Hema.
Thank you so much, Reed.
Not a problem.